Hi, I'm Joanne Dicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The heart of every man craves a great adventure, but life doesn't usually feel that way. Jesus speaks of narrow gates and wide roads, but the masculine journey is filled with many twists and turns. So how do we keep from losing heart while trying to find the good way when life feels more like a losing battle than something worth dying for? Grab your gear and come on a quest with your band of brothers who will serve as the guides in what we call the masculine journey. The Masculine Journey starts here, now.
Welcome to Masculine Journey. We're glad that you're with us this week, and this is an exciting week for lots of reasons. Isn't it, Rodney? It's an exciting week.
Low this week.
Yeah. It is an eve. What eve is it, Jim?
Resurrection Sunday.
Yes, that's one word.
Or possibly Easter.
Or, yeah, that's both of them. Yep.
I'm sure there are other things it's called.
Yeah, I don't know.
Resurrection Day.
Yeah. So we are Easter Eve. So tomorrow's going to be Easter, which is great. It's a big thing for Christians, I hear. Just saying. Well,
don't always believe what you hear.
Yeah, well, it's a big thing for the world, but I think just Christians recognize it. You know, it's kind of how that kind of works. But
yeah,
what a big day.
It does bring up the question, which is more important, Christmas or Easter?
True.
Sort of like the chicken and the egg.
And we're only, that's a good point. And we're only about four eves away from something else big for us and what we talk about on the stations. Anyone know what that is?
I do.
What's that?
Boot camp.
That's right. Yes. With this coming Thursday, boot camp will start, our advanced boot camp. And so if you've been to an entrenchment or you've been to our regular boot camp, you can come to the advanced camp and there's still time for you to register. And to do that, you would go to what, Rodney?
MasculineJourney.org.
MasculineJourney.org. Yeah, what's that?
No.
The entrenchments are free, not the...
All right, take that microphone away from Art again.
Yeah, you're going to regret this, but give me a microphone.
We wanted Art to talk, and now we're rethinking that. Yeah. And so,
and it doesn't have to be our boot camp.
Right.
You've been to any boot camp.
Yeah.
That's true.
True.
It would have to be our entrenchment, because I think we're the only one that does entrenchments.
Good point.
Yeah, so yeah, you could have gone to any boot camp in the
Water
Herd Message.
A very unique thing for us.
Yes,
right,
it
Jim?
Would. Yeah, yes, but
it's genuinely unique.
Okay, I'll accept that one.
Uniquely unique.
Oh, uniquely unique.
Uniquely unique. I think that
uniquely
one works.
Uniquely unique.
Moving right along.
Okay.
You know how you catch a unique rabbit?
I don't know.
Unique up on him. Dun dun dun. You know how you catch a tame one? Tame way. I didn't say they're funny.
Hold on. Is this the shenanigans going on?
It is. Robbie's not here, so we got to fill in. And so we have the A-Team again with us this week. And the A-Team stands for what, David? Do you know?
Available.
Available team. We have the available team that's here this week. And so we have so many people out this week. I hate to mention them because I might miss somebody. But we'll just start with a few. We've got Robbie who's out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Danny who's out.
Yep.
Andrew.
Who? Andy. Oh, Andy.
Oh, yeah, Andy.
Andy's out. Kenny's out.
Kenny.
You know, and then you got Chuck and
Wayne.
Jim.
A lot of people
and
are
Wayne,
horribly
the
out.
Other Jim and Wayne. Yeah, they're traditionally out. Yeah. But we do miss our friends and looking forward to seeing the majority of those guys at boot camp. You know, they'll be there for that and wish them the best. They just had some life situations that kind of got in the way of being it here, and so sometimes other things take priority than being here with us. But
we have Terry with us.
We do have Terry with us, and I don't know that we'll be able to get him on the air. We'll try later, but
sometime in the future he will.
Yeah, he will. He's been on the air before, and so that'd be good. And so we do have a room full, so we'll be talking about our topic. And the topic today is your favorite Easter memory / tradition, or your memory and tradition, just depending on how that works. Maybe they're separate things, maybe they're together, but we'll kind of talk about that and go around the room and kind of share some of that. And up first, we have Rodney. Rodney, it's been a while since you've had the first clip.
And it's not even Outlaw Josie Wales.
I know, it's not.
Man, that's going to be a big, major disappointment to my listener.
Yeah.
That's a shout out to you, Mom.
Yeah, but yeah, she may write into the show. It's yeah. What happened. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, son, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
I expected Outlaw Josie Wales.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I think this will be a first time for this show to be on this podcast here. So I was struggling to figure out, well, what really did I have as a tradition, or what would be my big memory from Easter? And I just really kind of just kept going around and around as the different things, and nothing really had a definite pattern other than the fact that food and family. So that was the big ones. And then the tradition really is we're going to be somewhere with family. Mostly, I think, if I remember right, from Easter, it seems like we're mostly maybe with my mom's family. Can't really remember for sure. And then kind of the memory is my CEO dad. I mean, he was not a Christian. And the only thing I remember is when I was probably in middle school somewhere, there was a few Easters or Christmases that he attended church. And was always like, oh, he's going? You know, kind of one of those things. It wasn't anything you made a big deal about. It was just kind of the everything, like, you're normal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You know, one of those where it's like, yeah, just it was just kind of normal for all of a sudden him to go, and then it wasn't again.
Yeah.
But that was my kind of my memory that I've probably carry with me, is just the fact that now that I've come to know Christ, that I just kind of lament that a little bit, mm-hmm. that I'll never see him again.
Right.
And knowing that this was the time for him to have heard the word and responded, and he didn't. But that's probably, you know, the biggest thing that would stick with me as far as memory. The tradition was always food and family, and we'd go to the, you know, my family's in Podunk, Illinois, middle of cornfield. Just go from one town to the other or something like that to travel. Didn't have to go very far. It was easy to do. But it was always nice to have family around.
Yeah.
You know, it always felt right, felt good, you know. And I probably couldn't have told you what Easter was about, Resurrection Sunday. I never remember knowing that. So it was one of those things that later in life when I actually found out what it was about, I still didn't turn to Christ then, but then finally, you know, about 10 years ago, I finally came to Christ, and I was like, wow, just immediately so much more meaning for the season of Easter, because, you know, it was about bunnies and stupid stuff, and it's like, more cavities, you know,
mm-hmm.
but then it actually, you know, takes on an incredible meaning when you actually understand that, you know, Jesus went triumphantly to the cross. He, you know, we didn't kill him as much as he allowed us to kill him, you know, so that he would die for our sins and have someone that was your advocate for you that says, nope, when the Father looks upon me or looks upon you, he will see me, Jesus. And I'm like, wow, that's something that will always stick with me now as the turning point, because that's when all the tears come in and everything else, and mm-hmm. you just kind of have so much more meaning. But so I kind of went with, I wanted to find something with family, and I went with Duck Dynasty. And I was like, okay, well, what kind of Easter show did they have? And I started looking around for shows, and they had an Easter show, and I couldn't remember the show until as soon as I started it, playing the clip, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. They have the big turkey cook-off that goes between the men and the women and fills the judge. So the beginning of that show, I got the kind of the beginning of it, which sets up a little bit of what they're doing and why they're doing it, because it's Easter and this is kind of their, at least what they said in the show, tradition. And then the end's going to come in with Phil doing the judging and announcing the winners. So go ahead and play.
Hey, read my lips. Me and Jason are going turkey hunting.
You're supposed to fill out a day off for him.
I don't fill out for him.
Hey, we would rather do it and then ask forgiveness for it.
Well, you're not supposed to tell me that.
I kind of feel sorry for my nephew every once in a while. All his employees are family. What is he going to do, fire us? It would make for an awkward family reunion. y'all if you fired about half of your family, okay?
We got the men versus women annual cook-off. I'm going to get me a wild turkey.
Every year, the Robertsons get together, and we do a men versus women cook-off. The men have actually never won.
Can you guarantee a win this year?
We're just going to guarantee fresh turkey.
Now, the Honorable Judge Phil is going to judge, as always.
It's an awkward situation for Phil, because a judge is supposed to be unbiased.
Submission number one.
But he's married to the chief opponent, so he's put in a quandary, thus the blindfold.
He's going back. Second bite.
It's unfair to wait.
Submission number two.
Because they've got the Babe Ruth of cooks in their camp, all right? That'd be Miss Marsha K. Robertson.
Looks like he's enjoying it. That's good.
It all comes down to this. All our hopes and dreams are sitting right there behind Phil's bearded palate.
Flags, please.
Flags, please.
This is number one. This is number two.
And the winner is...
Spent. All right, come on. Yeah! I've lived with Phil all my life, so if food is the language, I know how to speak it.
It was a beauty contest. All
right. Well, we've lost again. We cannot beat the women. I think Si snuck that syringe in that turkey somehow. That's the only thing that would make sense.
Let's get after it.
Well spoken, Kay. Well spoken.
Father, we thank you for another good day. We thank you for these great birds you have provided us with. I pray we never take it for granted. Amen.
I always liked that they at least were allowed to say a blessing or have a prayer time for a meal and that gathering. It was something that showed some unity. And then you go to their actual, like the Unashamed podcast that they do, and you actually learn about the family. And they've talked several times about how much they talked about God and Christ and that he's in their lives and how much he means to them all the time for the show. But A&E just would never show that. It's just, you never know who you're dealing with, what you're dealing with when it comes to people. But with Christ, you always know. Mm-hmm. He's always the advocate for those that he's chosen. And that's just one of the things when you're dealing with man and how they wanted to block a lot of that out from the show, but at least allowed that little bit at the end for them to have that family meal as they would go out. And that was just kind of the closest thing I could probably come to as far as describing my Easter.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yep. We have a little bit before we head into break, but just want to talk a little bit more about maskonjourney.org. That is a place to go register for the boot camp, like we always say on here, but there's other things you can do from there. You can get past podcasts there. You can also get past podcasts at any podcast outlet. So if you missed a show, Spotify, YouTube, just name it. If it has podcasts, we're probably on it. Right, we are on it, and so you can get it there. But you can also reach out to us through the website if you want to reach out to any of us, or if you want to reach out to us via email, it would be our first name at maskonjourney.org, and you could reach any of us on the show, David, Art, any of us. So if you feel like doing that, please do that. We'll talk with you after the break.
What we have at our boot camp is something that makes you stronger and gives you the strength to go on your regular walk with God. It's something that will make you be bigger than you were when you got there.
I want to read the dictionary meaning of vulnerability. It's the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. I always had a negative aspect of vulnerability, but at boot camp, it's really different because we come, there's seven or eight guys here that speak, and they all get vulnerable with the rest of us. And what comes from that is encouragement, just building up and knowing that, hey, I'm not by myself in this battle and warfare and growing up stuff. You guys have all had similar experiences, and it's great to know that.
Register today at masculinejourney.org.
Welcome back to Masculine Journey. That is Chris Tomlin, and I think the name of the song is He Is Risen, but it may be something else. I'm not really sure, but a very weird thing. I was trying to find a bump for the show that had an Easter theme, and so I typed in a few keywords, and I typed in He Is Risen, and the song came up, and so I literally got it yesterday and got it prepped and ready for the bump. And I thought, well, you know, tomorrow I'll get the lyrics. And so I was going to get the lyrics so I could read them to you, because I like to do that, because it's really hard for some people to pick lyrics out of songs. And if I don't know the song, that's hard for me. And I literally cannot find the song anymore on YouTube, and I cannot find the lyrics anywhere. And so if you like it, if you find it, enjoy it. But I'm sure it's on one of his CDs or albums, or however you grew up what you would call them. But one of his e-recordings, electronic recordings. But you can definitely go do that. David, do you have something you'd like to add?
You're exactly right.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, just making sure you knew.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're moving on with the topic of your favorite Easter memory / tradition, either or both. And so we move to you, Jim. You have the second clip, so if you want to tell us a little bit about that.
And this is a both. Immediately when I saw the topic, I remembered going to my father's parents' house and accompanying them to Maundy Thursday service. And I always knew the word Maundy, but until tonight, I hadn't really thought to figure out what it is. And it comes from the Latin mandate, and it is, and this occurs on Thursday of Holy Week, and it is Christ's commandment that basically is to, as often as we eat the bread and drink the cup, remember him until he comes, is probably the foremost commandment that he gave them on that night. But in the tradition, and this was it, I grew up in Charlotte, and this was at Sugar Creek Presbyterian Church. It's actually Sugar, but nobody calls it that. They were in that church for a long time. And I went regularly with them to the Maundy Thursday, and it was one of the most meaningful services for me, largely because I love music, and this was all hymns, very short talking, but it was predominantly music and around Easter. And one of my all-time favorite hymns, and definitely my favorite Easter oriented one, is "O Sacred Head, Now Wounded." And unless you're as old as some of us here, one of whom has fallen asleep on us. Yes, I'm picking on you. But he's too far from the mic to respond, so that makes it even more fun. But it is a very, you'll know from the words, this is a very old hymn, but it is one that has significance, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But it's "O Sacred Head, Now Wounded."
All right, here we go.
What anguish shall I
it through that, and that's good. But as Rodney pointed out, it was kind of hard to understand, and it is very old English. This is hundreds of years old. And this is the last verse, but I'm going to read that. It's, "What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to thee." And I didn't totally make it through that one. Mm-hmm. But when this came up as the topic, I said that was my immediate reaction. And music is a significant part of my entire journey with Christ. Even before I knew the significance of Jesus in my salvation, I was in church, I loved singing, I sang about him all the time, but it took a few years before what he did for me really sank in. And this hymn is one that is very meaningful to me. I say I love music. My favorite music is minor keys, which is anytime you have a sad song, it's probably in a minor key. But my this, while it wasn't totally a tradition, that was going with my grandparents. But many years later, when my kids were teenagers, about the same age I was, we actually sang that as a family at our church in Morganton, First Baptist Church there. And that was very meaningful for me too. And I seem to remember I didn't get through that without tears as well. But the closer I get to Jesus, the more I cry and the more I laugh. And I kind of think that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when your heart softens, right, which is what happens when we get closer to God.
Yeah.
Right? It kind of is the byproduct of that.
And that's part of the freedom.
It is. Harold, you want to tell us anything about your favorite memory and or tradition?
Well, this is a memory. When our oldest son, Hal, was in the Army, Airborne Infantry, stationed over in Italy, he became acquainted with a young couple from New Mexico who were there in the military. And they took him in and let him live in the extra bedroom they had in their apartment so that he wasn't living on post. Well, we went over for a visit, and they had insisted that we stay at their place instead of a hotel. So we became acquainted with that young couple, and I guess it was probably after our second trip over there, we sort of adopted them. No legal papers involved, but just treated them like the son and daughter that we took them to be. Then it turned out that Felicia had some kind of problem on her leg, and so she came to Washington to Walter Reed Hospital for surgery. And we went up that weekend to visit, and for the sunrise service there at Walter Reed, I got to wheel her in the wheelchair from her room to where the service took place, and that's sort of a favorite Easter memory of mine. Mm-hmm. That we got to do that with them.
Awesome. Is there any traditions that you have? I mean, you've been married what, almost 60 years?
Yeah. I used to be really good at finding the eggs.
Well, you are close to the ground.
Oh.
Jim would have a harder time unless he fell. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I do regularly.
Yeah, you do. But, well, thank you, Harold. I appreciate that. And I'm sure it meant a lot to her to have you guys come visit her, you know, during the holidays when a lot of people would have other things to go do. You made that a priority, and I'm sure that meant the world to her.
Yep. It did.
So we do have a boot camp coming up, and I know I've talked about it a little bit, but we only have this week. I mean, if you want to come to boot camp, and if finances are an issue, don't let that be a problem, right? We'll figure something out. We'll help you get there one way or another, that you can be there. If you're available and you meet the criteria, meaning you've been to a boot camp somewhere, it doesn't even have to be ours. This is an advanced boot camp. Or if you've been to an entrenchment, which we've done several of those, please, please think about coming. Thursday night, starting right after dinner. We'll be done Sunday by noon. It'd be great to have you there. And like I said, if finances are an issue, please don't let that be a problem. We'll find a way to help you get there, and don't let that impact your decision to come. Just reach out to any one of us, David at Masculine Journey, Sam at Masculine Journey, Rodney, just fill in the blank, and we'd be love to help you get there. If you have any questions, if you have some topics you'd like for us to touch on, we'd love to hear that from you. You reach out to us on that. If you've been listening to the show for a while and you see a great TV clip or a great movie clip that you think would be good to use, share that with us. You know, we're sometimes limited to what we've seen or what we can find, and you could really help us find some new stuff. Maybe there is another movie, Rodney, other than The Outlaw Josie Wales that you could get a clip from. You know, Danny's expanded his horizons, you know, from Andy Griffith to Blue Bloods and now Fire Country.
Yeah.
That's about it. But yeah, that it's expanded. By definition, that's expanded.
Okay.
Right? He's three times where he was.
Yeah,
so that's good. And so, yeah, please be doing that. Anything anyone else would like to add as we're getting ready to wrap up, and then we'll go into the after hours? David, anything you want to say about the boot camp or anything on your mind?
I mean, if you've been to an entrenchment or another boot camp and you're sitting at home right now listening to this and like, you know, I would really like to go to another boot camp, you should definitely come. There's something in your heart that God is pushing you towards, and it's most likely that boot camp. It's a weekend that you won't regret, especially if you've been to one already. So I definitely highly suggest you go to one.
In advanced boot camp, we do go into some of the same topics in a much deeper pass this time. If you thought it was pretty deep at the first boot camp, which it is very deep, it's even deeper at the advanced camp, and God takes you further down that path. And there's new topics, you know, things we talk about. Yeah, the stages, we talk about the stages in manhood and what you're supposed to have gotten at each stage and how God can take you back to those. Lots of important things. We talk about suffering and things like that, you know, why do people suffer and what can you do with the suffering? Because we all face it. If you think you're out there and you're the only one that's facing any suffering, I promise you, look around. We all are at some level, or we all have been, and we all will be. That's what we deal with here on earth. And why do we deal with it? And what do we do with it? Those are some of the topics we talk about. Go to masculinejourney.org. We love you, and we'd ask you to love somebody well this week. We'll talk with you next week.
This is the Truth Network.